Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. And we're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
I am.
Okay. I'm wondering, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and in statewide elections in October 2023?
Is that when it is, the 23rd? Yeah,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Interested.
Okay. Would I be very interested or just somewhat?
I would say very interested.
Okay. I'm wondering, just for qualification purpose for this survey, do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, can you tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied, okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
You're talking about the public schools?
Yes, sir.
Very little confidence.
Okay, so a little confidence, okay. All right, and if the New Orleans public school had a, 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot, that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote against.
Probably vote against, okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you two statements that tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
What the first one?
The maintaining and preserving, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be, not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for a public schools when the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one says, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings, after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, influence you a little, or not at all?
Influence me a little.
A little. Okay, what about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
It would influence me a little.
A little. Okay, learning that the, owners of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that strongly influence you somewhat, or a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Okay, what about learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent?
Not at all.
Not at all influence. Okay, learning that the if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, learning that this is a millage renewal and we will not increase your property taxes.
That would influence me a lot.
Okay, so strongly influenced. Okay, learning that this is a renewal of an, you know, existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Yeah, how come so long?
Well, it's going to be for 20 years.
And what was the old one? How long was it for?
Well, it says it's an existing, you know, millage for 20 years to 2045. That's the only information that I have right now on this thing.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So
would that make you strongly influenced somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly influenced.
Okay. All right, sir. We almost done with the survey. I really thank you for your time. I know, you know, you could be doing a lot of other things. And thank you very much. Okay, now that we have talked about the, you know, the millage, or if the New Orleans public school had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot and will, you know, to preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities, you know, that would expire in 2045. Would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Okay, probably vote for it. All right, thank you. All right, sir, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purpose. Are you anyone in the household, a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans Public School?
No.
Hey, what about a teacher at New Orleans Public School?
Am I a teacher? No.
Okay, a staff member or administrator at the New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay, all right. I was wearing a statement when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you from 18 to 30, 31 to 49?
I'm the oldest group. I'm
50 to 60 or 61 and above?
Yeah, I told you, the oldest group, 61
okay.
and above.
All right. It's time when you hear the last grade that you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduated or professional school?
Professional school.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Then, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
You rent. Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.